Well, good morning. It is Daily Inspirations for Saturday, the 30th of May, and this is Jonathan again. And today we're looking at the last two chapters of Ephesians. We don't have much time to really look at them closely, but I'm going to read both chapters quickly, and then we're going to look at some of the key points we can pull out of these chapters. There's lots of time we could spend. There could be sermons, multiple sermons built from these chapters. There's so much there, but we're going to look at just briefly over them. So to recap from chapter 4, we finished up chapter 4. He was talking about practical ways to live the Christian life in response to God's grace and power in our lives. And then starting verse 1 of chapter 5, I'm going to read through both chapters. Verse 1, therefore, or because of this, because of what we learned in chapter 4, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us, and gave himself for us a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when everything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always for everything and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the body. Even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, yet just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man should leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters. Excuse me. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ. Not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak, so that you also may know how I am doing and what I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. Okay, well, that was a little bit long, but there's so many practical things in here he talks about. Because he spends the first three and part of four chapters talking about Christ and how he is sufficient and how he gives grace, all those things that we need, the grace of God, that enabling power, and how all those things he gives us so that we can live the Christian life. So now here in chapter 5 and 6, even somewhat in chapter 4, he's giving some practical things. It's probably, should be obvious anyway to the Christian that's serving God, but just practical things of how we should live, what we should do, what we should not do. So here at the beginning of chapter 5, the first two verses, he says, let's be imitators of God, walk in love as Christ did. Then he talks about, from verse 3 on down, he talks about immorality, impurity, covetousness, foolishness, crudeness, filthiness, and all those things that just should not be among God's people. And he says, people that are like that, do not associate with them. I don't think he's saying that we shouldn't be there and show them the truth. We shouldn't. He's not saying that we shouldn't be there and witness to them, but he's saying, you know, let's not be close friends with them kind of people. And he says, walk as children of the light and shine as that light. Some more practical things, be wise, don't be unwise. Don't be foolish, he says, don't get drunk with wine. Talks about numerous times in the Bible, talks about how drunkenness is wrong. It says, but instead be singing hymns, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing to the Lord from your hearts. And then he goes into practical ways, wives and husbands, how they should relate. Many of us have heard lots of good sermons on that. I'm not going to get down into all that today, but just very practical things on husbands and wives loving each other as Christ loves the church. It's a very high calling for us. And then first part of chapter 6, children obeying your parents, servants, slaves, and their masters. And if I understand Bible history correctly, he was mostly addressing like actual paid workers. Today we would call them employees. So how employees and employers should relate to each other, particularly when both are Christian people. He says God is the ruler of both and is not partial. So whether we're an employee or whether we're an employer, he says to be fair with each other and to be and work like we're working for God. And then from verse 10 of chapter 6 on down, he gets he talks kind of finishing up this whole book of Ephesians. He says, finally be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might, and put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Now it is true, the devil is much greater, much more powerful, and much more cunning than we are. However, God is much more powerful yet. And so, if we put on the armor of God, if we are in his word, if we have his spirit, and all the things he lists here, living in peace and in righteousness, we can, it says here in verse 16, take the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And so that's pretty amazing. If we're able to extinguish all the flaming darts, using some colorful language here, he's describing how the devil likes to target us and try to catch us when we're not expecting it. We have that close walk with God, that faith, says we can extinguish those things. And be in prayer and supplication also. Then he finishes the chapter with some brief greetings, and how he will send Tychicus to them and wishes peace upon them. So I want to leave those thoughts with you for this week, that because of Christ, the sufficiency of Christ and his complete sacrifice and then the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we can live in the power and the grace that God gives us and can live above all the evil around us. And we can show those around us too how great it is to truly serve our God. So God bless you this weekend.